We're on page 248, Simen Shintes Vav, Sif Yud Beis. Anoite Poreches V'chayotze Boze. A person wants to hang up a Poreches, and I saw in the Piske Tshuvas, does not mean a Poreches that we hang up by the Olam Kodesh. It means he wants to hang up a curtain. So in the process of hanging it up, it seems, before he hangs it up completely, it bends over, the top of the pareches bends over and it becomes an oil. And that oil is a tefach, and this comes about while he's in the process of hanging up this pareches. So he should be careful, shloyasa oil bisho shenoito. In the process of hanging it up, he should be careful that this curtain of poreches should not bend over and become an oil tefach. Lefichoch, im hi poreches gedoilo, if it's very large, and he cannot support this whole poreches, so that means there's a chelak of it that is not in his control to hold, which could bend over in the process of hanging up this pareches, is toilin oiso shnai. So then you need two people to hang this up, so we can be assured that the top of this pareches will not bend over and will not become an oil. Aval echad osa, but one person to hang up a big pareches, which is impossible for him to hold the pareches on both ends. So therefore, in the process, it could come out that the top of this pareches will bend over, will become an oihel. And we mentioned yesterday that the Chazon Ish asks two kashas on this halacha. Kashin number one, that this oihel that is coming about is he's holding it. And the Chazon Ish holds if a person is holding an oihel, so that bechlal does not go into the issa of creating an oihel. The whole thing is in his hands. And the second kashin, the Chazon Ish, since there's no mechitzas, and he has no intent to be megan on anything, so why should this be yosa? But al kaponim, this is what the Mechaber seems to say. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sifkotn memdal b'sho shenoite. Kloima, the b'sho sha'isik b'tli yosa, when he is in the process of hanging up this pareches, derechu, so normally if he's not capable of holding the whole pareches, shemiskapelas ma'at mirochba, so it bends over, and v'miya keifel tefach havalei oil, and if it will bend over a tefach, so it's called he's making an oil. So therefore he should not do this himself, because this could come about. But toilin oisai shnaim. So therefore, the shnaim yechaylim litloisai kuloi ke'echod, shaloi tiskap. If you have two people holding this parochas, each one is holding it at one end, so they can hold it vertically and it will not bend over. But if one person is hanging up this pareches, so he cannot, since it's a very long pareches, he cannot be assured that the chelik that he's not holding might bend over. That means even though they have a small pareches, but they're not noyik to put up a pareches, because a big pareches, there's problems. So there are others, a machma, a fellow, a small poloiches, which theoretically one could hold it up straight and it won't become an oil. That's one halacha. Vim hoysa kilo sheyesh lagag, ein moischin oysa vafilo asore, sheyevshe shloitigba meyat mi'al ha'oretz, v'sei ose oyel aroi. Now this is a very difficult halacha to understand. So I'd like, the Mishnah Berurah says a pshat in this halacha, but it doesn't explain too much. And the Ravit HaShulchan explains the Mishnah Berurah. So just before we see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll try to explain how the Mishnah Berurah learned pshat. We had learned yesterday that a kilo, we had had a picture yesterday, a kilo was a bed that you had from both sides of the bed. There's a pole coming up on both sides of the bed, and then there was a pole connected to these two poles. And then they draped over a canopy over the top pole. And we had learned as follows, that if there are chutim attached to that what I'm draping, that what I'm draping over this kilo, and I can easily and readily spread out this canopy, that means it was there before Shabbos, and I'm spreading it out in Shabbos, and the kilo, the width of the top of the kilo is less than a tefach, so we have a meirdike mile, we have 1 mile that you don't have an oil tefach, because this the top pole is less than a tefach, so it doesn't have a shame oil, midrabonon it's also. But if you have chutim attached to it, it was, let's say, put before Shabbos, and now in Shabbos you just have to pull the chutim, so this is permissible since it's not an oil. But this is only permissible if on the top is less than a tefach.
Rabbi, so then what we were just talking about parochas, we're talking, the problem is the bar on top that you hang over the bar?
Seems they hang
the bar
is
less than a tefach.
What? It's not a tefach. It's not a tefach.
So it's the same hetzer, sure?
But if you can't hold the whole parochas, all bend over before you finish hanging it up. So that means you have a very big poroiches, and you can't hold the whole thing. So I'm in the process of hanging this chelik up, could be the other chelik will bend over a tefach. So I'm making then an oil. That's how they learned the problem. But so now we have over here a kilo, so if it's less than a tefach, so there's chutim in it, there's no problem. Now, here, the Mishnah Berurah learns, we're talking about this kila has a reichev tefach. So a reichev tefach, forget about it, so I'm making an oil on Shabbos. So this yizich are not allowed to do, and chutim won't help. So, and here we're going to say a whole halacha here. So the Mishnah Berurah learns pshat in this halacha as follows. Akila is also, because it is a pole on the top, I'm draping the canopy over both sides of the pole. So if this canopy has a reichev tefach on top, I'm making an oil on Shabbos, it's also. So Mishnah Berurah learns this halacha, which we are going to learn now, is speaking about, we have a very wide canopy, it's more than a tefach, but he's not putting it on top of the middle pole. That would be yosef. He wants to put this canopy on the bed. It'll be mamish on the bed. So if it's on the bed, there's no So it's like a blanket, but he wants it to be a canopy. So he's going to tie the two ends of this canopy to the wall, not over the pole on top. He's going to tie it to the wall. So there'll be some, so it's a little bit over the bed. In the middle, perhaps it will be mamish flush on the bed. But he wants to make this canopy, he wants to put it on Shabbos, so he wants to attach this canopy. He's attaching this canopy by tying the two ends of the canopy to the wall, which elevates them a little bit, and then in the middle it's going to droop down and there won't be an oil whatsoever. So the Mechaber is going to say, if I would be assured that by tying the two ends of the canopy to the wall, there will never be an oil tefach with this canopy, then it wouldn't be a problem. But one can never be assured, since he's tying it to the wall, so it could be in the process of putting this on, there will be an area that there'll be a tefach, a goyva tefach. So even though in the middle it's going to be flush on the bed, but in the process of tying it on the wall, so there's a chash that there's going to be a reichev tefach either in the process of doing this or it's going to remain a reichev tefach. So therefore you're not allowed to do it. So now let us just see the mechaber again and try to translate the lotion of the Mechaber, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Kilo means this is a bed that normally has a canopy. Now, I don't want to put the canopy all the way on the top. I want to attach it close to the bed, so it shouldn't be too high, it shouldn't be an oil. So kilo sheyesh lo gag, that means, but when I'll spread it out, it's more than a tefach. Ain meischin oiso, so you're not allowed to spread it out in Shabbos. Vafilu asora, she evsher shalei tigba meyat ma'al horetz. It's impossible that ma'al horetz means ma'al hamita, that it will zicha be a little higher in one place from the mita. V'seyosa oyel aroi. So in this process of spreading out this canopy close to the bed, there's a big possibility that in one place it'll be a tefach, and therefore this is also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kilo. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu yiriya perusa milamaylo." This is a curtain that is spread over a bed. Alayza dovo. The Nasis came talus kfula, and this is, we had before, a person had a talus that was bent, that was folded over, and he wanted to sleep underneath the talus. Shabiyanu b'sivyud, umayri shekoch alachuta mishichem b'boidayim. And in Sivyud we learned that if the reichav of this talus kfula is less than a tefach, and there are chutim that you can spread it out, so that's permissible. So he says, but we're not talking about a kila canopy that is less than a reichiv tefach. Here we're speaking about that it's wide. This top of this canopy will be at least a tefach wide. And if the top of the canopy is wider than a tefach, the aim of the malo reichiv tefach, if it would be that it's narrow, alikam lon the mutal apostle kulaume, shekoch alechuta mishichem babayyoy. So we are speaking about sheyesh lo gag, that when this canopy is going to be spread over the bed, it's going to be wide. It's not a narrow oil. So why is this also? So the Ravinda Shulchan is explaining, he's making it flush to the bed. So there's no oil between this canopy to the bed. So he says, Shiyev Shavotzalim, Loinema. Don't say, Heicha Shakila Hirachava, it's a wide canopy. Shekol Echod Yiksha Rakzovis Akila Laksolim. So I won't put it over the pole, because I put it over the pole, and we're speaking about it's a wide canopy, so I'm making an oil. No, I'll just attach the two ends of the canopy to the wall, and the rest of the canopy will be over the bed. V'nishar emsa kila munach ala karka. Karka, the same means the bed. So the middle of this canopy, there won't be any oil whatsoever between the canopy and the bed. V'ein shem oil aleh, kamash melon. But he's telling us, but this process of tying the two ends to the wall to make it a little high, it shouldn't be mamish like a blanket, so this process could very well make that there'll be a chelik of this canopy that will be a goiva tefach. So even though in the middle it's mamish resting on the bed, but tying it to the wall to try to elevate a little bit, so this could very well be that there's going to be a tefach between this chelik of the canopy and the bed. So he's making an oil. So that's why this is awesome. Sif Yud Gimel. Now, Sif Yud Gimel is also a difficult halacha. But let's start learning. Let us start learning. We have to remember one halacha which we learned till now. We learned a halacha that there's the iser of an oihel is that I'm spreading out something to be used as a protection for something underneath, that now it's covered with an oihel. And I'm spreading out this oil. So that was, let us say, one poshet. Let us just say two halachas, what we had, what we had learned so far. And then we'll speak about the halacha which we are going to learn now. Let's mention two halachas. Halacha number one, we had learned in the beginning of this siman. If a person has a frame, and no walls, just a frame, and he goes and takes a mat, and he puts the mat over the frame in Shabbos. Why is he doing this? Because he wants that the mat should shade the area which is underneath the mat. So that's what he did. So he made, this is only for Shabbos. So what did he do? He made an oil aroi, a temporary oil. The intent was to protect the one that's underneath this mat. So this is osa midarabonah. If he would have put it there, it should remain there for 8 days. It's an oil kva. It's osa minatayra. He put it there for 1 day. It's an oil are. That's osa midarabonah. So that's one halacha we learned. That if a person spreads out an oil, a temporary oil, but the intent is it should protect the area underneath, so that's also midarabon. That's one halacha. Then we learned a second halacha. We learned a second halacha, which was that, let us say, let's talk about a bed with 4 feet, without any mechitzas, a bed that has 4 feet, and I'm going to put on this bed a mattress. So when I put the mattress on the bed, I have a frame with 4 feet, the same case with the frame, I put on the mattress on top. So theoretically, I'm making an oil underneath the mattress. But here the intent is not to protect the area underneath. And there's no mechitzis here. There's no mechitzis. There's just a frame. So halachically, we learned this is permissible. So if you have, so we're speaking about two frames. If I have a frame and I put a mat on top of it to protect the person underneath, that's called an oil, because my intent is to protect the area underneath from the rays of the sun, from the rain, etc. That is an oil are that's also midarabonim. If I have this same scenario, I have a frame, and I'm putting a mattress over the frame, so I'm also making an oil underneath the mattress, but here my intent is not at all to protect the things underneath the bed. So this is permissible. This is permissible. What is if the bed has mechitzes? What if the bed has mechitzes? That means it doesn't have legs. It's like a box on four sides, and I put the mattress on top of this box. So then the halacha is, if there are mechitzes, so the halacha is as follows. If I bring the mechitzes here, and I first make the mechitzes, and then I put the mattress on top of it, so it looks derech binyan, and it's also midarabonam. If the box was here already, and I put the mattress on top of it, so it's not considered derech binyan, I'm not making mechitzes plus an oil, then this is permissible. So now, these are the two halachas that we learned. Now, a person, let's talk about a third halacha, and what theoretically we should understand the halacha should be, and what the Mechaba is telling us that it's not like that. Let's say I have a barrel. Let's say I have a barrel, and I put a cover on top of the barrel. So, and the purpose is not because I want to use the area underneath the barrel. I just want to cover the barrel. An oil means I want to be mishtamish with the area underneath the oil. A kisui means I just want to cover it. There's no intent of shimush. So now if I have a barrel, and so the halacha would be as follows. If I brought the barrel to me, and then, so that's called I made the mechitzes, and then I put the cover over the barrel, so that would be also, it's called I'm making mechitzes and then a cover. So even though there's no intent to make an oil, it's also midarabonam. If the barrel was here already, and I just put a cover on top of it, I have no intent to make an oil, only a kisui, so this should be mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah and try to understand a little what we're learning. So it says in the Mechaba, Beged sheshoitchin al pi hechoves. I have a barrel, and I'm going to take a beged and spread it over the barrel. Lechasois, to cover it. So here it says a very interesting halacha. Loi yishtachenu al pnei kulay. Don't cover with this beged the complete barrel. Mishum oil. He's making an oil. Elo yaniach ktsas mimenu megula. He should, if he wants to cover it, he can cover it, but don't cover it completely. Now let us see how the Mishnah Berurah explains this halacha, and then we'll try to see how it's negeya lemaisa. Al pi chavis mishum oil. I'm making an oil. Va'af al gav d'shori laharzer akdeiro al gabi kiro lechashine mishum oil. So he says, now let's talk about another case. A kira bizman chazal was underneath, it was like a box. And over the, on the top of the box there was a hole. There was a fire inside the box. So one was permitted to put the pot over the hole, take it off the hole, And here I'm also making an oil. That means I put it over the hole. I'm being mile over the kira. When I take it off, I'm being soiser an oil. And that is permissible. And here we're saying, if I have a beged that I'm spreading out over a chavis, there's a problem. I shouldn't cover it completely. So this is the Mishnah Berurah's kashas. Va'av al gav deshori laharzir akter al gabi kira. I'm allowed to put a pot over the hole of the kira. V'loi chayshinan mishim oil. There's no problem of making an oil. Hoyil va'mechitzis kvar asuyiks. That means the kira was here already. I'm not making mechitzis. I'm just covering it, and I have no intent to make an oil. I don't need the oil underneath. Ba'oil kozeh. Now, he's going back to the, I put a pot on top of a kira. She'ein kavanosei lo'oil. I have no intent to be ma'il, to make an oil, to be megin on the area underneath, to protect the area underneath. It comes about as an oil, and they also miyasa mechitzis kamkem. So such an oil is only an issa if I'm making mechitzis. That means And here we're speaking about that I had a barrel that was here from before, and here it says I'm not allowed to spread out a beged over this barrel. So why? The mechitzas are here already. I don't want to make an oihel to use the area underneath. And it's also yeshloima hoyel vakubo rechovo yoser midai. But since this area is very wide, and this is a very problematic definition, what very wide means. The poskim say it's we don't know what very wide is, but we'll come back to this. But we have over here, this is this halacha. I have something that's very wide, nasa koil. So then even though when I'm covering it, I don't have an intent to make an oil, and the mechitzas were here already, but if it's very wide, it gets a din of an oil, and you're not allowed to cover it in Shabbos. Now, v'kosev amogen avrom, y'olafiz amasha kosev b'shulchan chovis, it says you're not allowed to spread over a barrel with a baguette completely. So, hayninami berachov harbe, it means very wide. I'm not talking about a plain chavis. The kosev amogen avrom, du adin beteva rechovo sheyesh oleo kisi. Now we're talking about a barrel with, I'm covering it. Now we'll talk about a big box that has a cover. Im einoi kavua betzirim, let's talk about a big box. Let's say you have a big toy box. Again, we are not defining what big means, but you have a big toy box. Im einoi kavua betzirim, so in reality, you just want to cover it, not to make an oil. Also, laniach oler b'shabbos. You're not allowed to put back this cover on it b'shabbos. But if you have a box which is not so wide, then you're allowed to cover it. So we're learning a halacha as follows. I have a box, I have a barrel, I have mechitzes already. Now I want to cover it, and the purpose of the covering is not to be mahil over it, to make this mokim a place that's, that the person can be mishtamish with it, or I could use it. I'm not making it for that purpose. I'm making it just to cover it. But since it is very wide, this is also, And the Tosa. But if it's not so wide, oil mechitzas kvar asuyis. If the mechitzas veheichesh metal to be mokim zel amida b'mokim acher. But let us say if he brings the mechitzas here and then he covers it, v'sham mechasoyis, and he covers, he brought a barrel, so that's called he brought first mechitzas and then he covered the barrel. Also bechol gavne. Then it's also, well, it's not wide that. If he brings first the barrels, he brought the walls, and then he's putting on the cover, and that is also. Fine. Now, let's just go a little further, then we'll come back to define a little bit what we're speaking about. L'chaim. Tzorich lizoyer b'su'udois g'doylois. Now, he says, by Sudeis G'doyleis, in the times of the Chayodom, they didn't have these folding tables. They had large boards, which was used as the top of the table. And they used to take barrels, empty barrels, to use them to support these large boards. So that means I have a large board. I want to make a big table, so you have a large board. Now take three barrels and put it underneath. And I'm going to put it underneath. So he says, L'chein tzorech lizoyer b'sudeis g'doylois, shemenichem shulchovois al achovies. So you bring the boards, you put them over a barrel. So if you want to put it over a barrel, first turn the barrel upside down. And then so then it's not considered like I made an oil. Like this, if you're leaving the barrel right side up, so could be he means, so I'm bringing first the mechitz and then I'm covering it with a board. So it's considered I made the mechitzah before them. Or even if the barrels were here ready before, but maybe it's very wide, we're speaking about wide barrels, so then it'll be also. So turn the barrels upside down.
Rabbi,
yes.
What is the difference between doing that and putting a mattress on the pizza? Because when you turn the barrel upside down, the bottom becomes a cover. And you will have a hollow underneath.
That's a very good kasha. That's a very good kasha. How are you allowed to turn the barrel upside down? The barrel should be considered... So here the Dirshu asks this kasha. So he says, if this is one keli, that means the whole concept of making an oil is I have a wall and a mattress on top, so I'm making an oil over here. That means I put two things together, I made an oil. But if the barrel is an entity, bifnei atzmai, so he says there, it's not considered I made an oil if I turned it upside down or right. It's one entity, it's not called I made an oil. But the kasha he asks your kasha that by putting it upside down, it should be considered like the top part of the barrel is now being mild on the cock. That's what you ask. That's the kasha he asks. That's a yes. But tam adobo shein anochas achovis nechshevis kamodas oil. So this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asks this kasha. So one time he says, since it's not usable at all, I can't use this, that's not called an oil, I can't use it because... And then he says, to turn one keli, it's not called I'm making an oil. But, so that's what I do.
Rabbi,
yes.
This is with the kira, where you put the pot on top of it. That's mudarish, but there's a light, a flame underneath.
No, No, so by the kire, we're speaking about, if it's mutter, speaking about that there's ashes over the flame, so he's not, there's no shayla, we're talking about it's cooked already, and there's no shayla of shema yechata, or he extinguished the flame, make it that way, and so though he just wants, there's only heat in the kire.
So there's no actual flame.
Yeah, there's no actual flame, or, so me'mele, but that's the oil, the kishal, that was his shayla, that's oil. Al-Tzayil, there's no Shaila. Now, let's just go a little further. Oid Kosav, the Tish Kestel. Now, Tish Kestel means a drawer. And here, the Mephoshim speak, we're speaking about a wide table and a wide drawer. And so we have something that's very wide, we have problems of making an oihel. So now we're speaking about as follows. There was a drawer in our table, a large table, a tremendous drawer. The drawer, so if the drawer was there, there's no problem. Now someone pulled out the drawer and he didn't realize that it pulled out all the way. So now there's no drawer there anymore. Okay, there's no drawer. So you have a table, a wide table, and there's no drawer. So now the Chayodim says something very interesting. To put back the drawer now, back to the table, so he says, I'm creating now that is going to become an oil. Because Kozman, the drawer wasn't there. I took out the drawer. So the table is not considered was mile on anything. By putting the drawer back into the table, so now the top of the table is mile over the drawer. Now, there's a pertinent question that the Achoinim asked. But what am I doing? Am I making an oil or am I making mechitzes? The oil is the table. The table is there. If the drawer is there, if the drawer is not there. Or when I put back the drawer, now there's walls underneath. The drawer has walls on it. So I'm making mechitzes underneath this table. So why should this be osa? But the Chayodam said this is osa. It's considered there was no oil here before when the drawer was schlepped out. To put this in, and again we have this big table and this big drawer, so he says it's also. Oid kosav the tish kestel shenishmat kula min hashulchan, a drawer that was completely separated from a table. Im yesh tefach ba'oimek chalola, if this drawer is deep a tefach, Osa lahachziro sha'oisa oyel. That means even though theoretically what he's doing is putting mechitzes to, but he's making that the jaw should become an oyel, and it's also, we're talking about a big jaw. V'chein mita shekoirin shlof bank. A mita shekoirin shlof bank was a bed that when it was folded up, they used to use it as a bench. And they had a cover on it. And then later, when they spread it out, it got wider, and then there was a cover to cover it. And this was very wide. We had this problem. Chemita shekoir and shlof bank, sheyesh loy kisui, and it's not attached with hinges, there's a cover. And again, when it was spread out, when this bed was spread out, so it was very wide. So Mamela, again, you by covering it, it's called you're making an oil. Mikalmokim, so we have here this aloha to cover something that's very wide, and limchais banoigim lahakul b'chol zeh, If a person is meikel, the yesh la mamasha yis meikel, you could be meikel. Okay, we have to stop here. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, we didn't finish explaining. Okay.